Tuesday, September 27th, 2022, 6:23 a.m. Okay, so about the past week, yeah, might as well just round it off. I've been painting on the frame for the Empowered Woman painting, and it's actually, the frame is actually part of the artwork itself, so I'm trying to make it look like a page in the magazines, but, you know, we'll see how it works out. I'm not really trying to make it look like a page in the magazine. I mean, I'm not really working hard to make you believe that this is a magazine page. I didn't put a little number on, another page number two, you know, whatever on there, or 27. So, it's just, you know, just an idea. Anyway, so, yeah. I just finished painting the 4th coat. Yeah, the 4th coat of the white area. I've only painted one coat on the text area. And I'm still trying to debate whether I was empowered in my maiden form bra is the text. And I was wondering if I should make the word maiden form in a different color. So you kind of get an idea that it's like an advertisement. Kind of like what they did on their advertisements, but I don't know, we'll see. Okay, so in a moment of weakness last week, I went on the SPCA website and looked at their dogs. And one dog kind of stood out to me, mainly because of this line. And this is a little narrative that they have with each dog. And it says, I lived with cats in my previous home, but your cat may not enjoy my company. Okay? So it kind of leads you to believe that, yeah, he's okay with cats. He ain't going to do nothing. Well, that's not the case. You know, if the cats walk by or scurry by real fast, he chases them. And yesterday he was a little excited and he actually did look like he was going to bite. He actually had his jaws open and actually hit the cat with his jaws before I could pull him away. The cat was not bitten, but and then the cat didn't even run right away. It's just kind of like, look, what are you doing? Because our cats are used to dogs. Our previous dog, anyway. And so we're going to have to deal with this dog. It's a and this is totally polar opposite from the dog we had before. And not totally polar, totally polar opposite. About the same size. This one's 55 pounds. Our other dog was 60 pounds, 70 pounds, something like that, I think. And our other dog had a lot more fur. This one has shorter fur, but our previous dog was a collie, German Shepherd mix kind of thing with an American Staffordshire Terrier mix in there. And this one is a Siberian Husky mix, and she's 7 years old. So the previous owner dropped her off at the SPCA and with all sorts of health problems, okay? So it made me think after a while that this previous owner really didn't take her to the vet or anything. She had rotten teeth. They had to pull some teeth. She had intestinal problems. She was diarrhea and throwing up. She had benign tumors on her body and neck. And she had a real bad ear infection in her left ear. And still kind of does. She's under medication right now. So, but, you know, she doesn't look in pain now. They took the tumors off and the did her teeth, cleaned out their teeth and stuff, and they dealt with the gastro problem. So she seems to be okay right now. Her name was Xena, like the warrior princess, Xena. And but my wife wanted to change it to Pia, so she's now Pia. Xena. She don't respond. She doesn't respond to Xena. She's in here with me right now. Anyway, so they say that the description of her, the color is red. So it's, yeah, it's kind of a grayish red kind of a color. Yeah, maybe kind of like I was thinking about it in paint wise. It's kind of like, well, she's got white, of course, and then she's got a mixture of burnt sienna, raw sienna, and I'd say alizarin crimson. So I'll probably make a painting of her too one of these days. And that's probably what I'll use, because that's what it really looks like looking at her right now. She likes to go for walks, and she likes to, oh yeah, she wants to chase the chickens. She knows she's not supposed to chase the chickens or go after them. So I got her that through her head. I don't know about the cats yet. We'll see. When I yanked her away from the other cat, she realized that, oh yeah, I'm not supposed to do that. And she kind of like laid down for about another half hour or so. Let's see. Anyway, so we're still finding out about her. We only got her last Friday. And one thing I got to do is get her license processed. Probably should go do that now. Anyway, so I'm done painting. I've cleaned up everything. I got to wash the brushes out and do some other stuff. So I'll make this a short one, a really short one. Just filling it in here. What else? What else? What else? Yeah, so I've been walking with her every day so far. And since she's a husky, probably doesn't do too well in the heat, so I've been doing this early in the morning as soon as I can. And it's been kind of nice walking early in the morning instead of when it's blazing hot. So come winter, it'll be easier. Excuse me, oh boy. Anyway, I got up at 1 today and started painting right away. I was painting around the lettering very carefully, and it turned out pretty good. So I'm gonna have to redo the lettering again, because they're not, the lettering is, looks kind of thin. So I'm gonna do it again. And once this main part dries off. Okay, so let me get to going here. It's 7:30, nope, 6:20, 32, so it's gonna be light pretty soon, so I better get going. So have a good one.